Beyond that, pay vote on the base. Let us just start around 15 lines from the top. By the two dots, Masnisin, the Loike Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah says, Amavayesh es Asume, this we learned already last week. The Mishnah is Muchach, that Asume Shebiyesh is Chayet. The Gemara says, Masnisin, the Loike Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. The Sanya Rav Yehuda Omer, Sume Ein Loi Boishes, which means if a sume is mevayish someone, there's no chiyev of tashume boishes. V'kach hoyo Rav Yehuda poitroi, Rav Yehuda patterned a sume not only from tashume boishes, if he's mevayish someone, no mechai v'goyes, if a sume kills someone b'shoigik, he's potter to go in golus, mechai v'malkiyes, if he was over a lab sheyesh by maise, spot of a malchus. Umei chayve mises besen. If he killed someone, he's not chayev mises besen. So we see Rabbi Yehuda patel tasume from the val we have over here, four things, tashlumei boishes, golis, malchus, and mises besen. So the Gemara asks, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he patterns asume in these four nyonim? So the Gemara says, by boishes, the reason is, gomar einecho, einecho, me'edim zoymim. It says, loisoches einecho, by boishes. It says, loisoches einecho, by edim zoymim. Mahosom sumim loy, just like by edim zaymimim, asume is posolohoi, so the loisoche seinecho is not going an asume sheheyit, because asume sheheyit is posol, afhoche sumi loy, the same thing, sumim loy, the same thing, that asume is also potter from tashlume boishes, we have this zereshove einecho einecho. Mechai v'golyes. Now we'll start further. This we learned last week already. Mechai v'golyes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sume kills b'shoigig, he's potter from golyes. Tesanye. We learned that b'raise. The b'raise says, b'loy ro'is. By golyes it says that the person who killed someone b'shoigig, b'loy ra'is, he did not see that person. That is how he got killed. So from the mashmois of b'loy ra'is, it would seem he did not see that person, but be'etzem, he's capable of seeing, but he didn't see the person. So me'mele, prat l'sume, asume can never see. Not he didn't see the person, he can't see, period. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda learned by the Parshah from Golis, it says, who goes in Golis? Someone who be'etzem is capable of seeing, but the Nirtzach, he didn't see. So Sume, who is Bechlal not capable of seeing, the Parshah of Golis does not apply to him. Rab Meir Oimer, L'rabois es HaSume. Rab Meir says, this Posik, B'loy Ra'ois, is coming to tell us that a sume is chayiv to go in golus. Now we have to understand, so what's the machlokes? So the Gemara explains, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Omar lecho v'asher yovoi esrayehu bayar lachtoi v'etzim. We have a parish of golus. It says someone went in to a yar lachtoi v'etzim. He went together with reyehu. Now, this pasuk is speaking about all people, b'afil asume. So, the pasuk the Kroh speaking is including asume. Kosav rachmone b'loy ra'ois. Now it says that he did not see the reyehu, but it seems he's capable of seeing. is Lamutai. So that's coming to be Memayit Asume. That is the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rameya holds, you're 100% right. Kosav Rachmone Beloy Ra'is. Lamutai, 100%. Beloy Ra'is is Amiyat at Asume. There's no Chiyav Golis. Because Loy Ra'is means he didn't see the Re'eyu, but he's capable of seeing. But there's another pasuk. Because of Rachmona Bivli Das, he was unaware that he's going to kill this person. Now, assume, so that would seem, he was unaware that he's going to kill this person, but Pederich Kalal, he is aware what he's doing. Now, assume is unaware Bachlal what he's doing. So Bivli Das is also a miyut on Asume. Because Asume is always Bivli Das. Not in this case, he was Bivli Das. So I have another miyut. Lemute to be mayat Asume. So if two miyutim according to Rameya, Beloy Rois and Bivli Das, and both of them are mayat Asume. So Rameya said, have a miyut, acha miyut. So he have two miyutim to be memayit asume. They miyut, acha miyut, elo l'rabbis. So if the Torah wrote two miyutim, one is sufficient if you want to be memayit. So we have a klal, ein miyut, acha miyut, elo l'rabbis. So kochoch, the two miyutim are coming to tell us to be marbe. V'rab Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'chair is also shver. We have here two miyutim. We have here Beloy Ra'is and Bivli Das. The Gemar says, Ahu Bivli Das prat l'miskavin hu da'os. Bivli Das is coming for another drash in Gamzin. That Bivli Das prat l'miskavin l'arigas ha'behima v'horigas ha'odom. Prat l'miskavin l'arigas ha'nochi v'horigas ha'odom. So Bivli Das means he had no intentions of killing. But if he had intentions of killing, even though he had intentions of killing a behemoth or a goy, then there's no dingolus. So Rav Yehuda only has one miyut on sume, so he's memayit sume from golus. Rav Meir has two miyutim on sume, so memayla, he's marbe asume liglas. Let us see Rashi Beloy Ra'is, Mashme Shehu Roye B'mokim Acher. He didn't see the Re'eyu here, but he's capable of seeing. V'kan Hoya Beloy Ra'is. Here he didn't see. Let us see Tosfos. Vein Miyut Acha Miyut Elo L'Rabbis. Teima for Tosfos Le'lichtoi Shum Miyut. So, if the Torah wants to include Asume in the Chi of Golas, so it shouldn't say any miyut. Umemelis Rabbi. So if it doesn't say anything, so Asume is inclusive, is included in the Parsha Shiyav Yisrael B'yah. So why do you need two miyutim? And after the two miyutim, I know that Asume is Chayev. Don't say anything. Don't say any miyut whatsoever. So I also know that Asume is Chayev. Leilichtev shumiyut umemeles rabbi. Chen yesh lahakshes gabein ribi acha ribi elo lamayet. So why do you have to have two ribuyim and elo lamayet? Don't say any ribuyim, no. Umemele bi mamayet. The Tosfos here remains with a tamen. Tosfos in Yume says as follows. The Shema have maitinon mikoyach shim droshe oi kalbochema oi binyinov. So Tosfos answers as follows. That if it wouldn't say anything, so you're right. So I would say Asume is also chayav in golus. Because the pasuk is in mamayet Asume. But perhaps what would be that I've had a new limut to be mamayit asume? I'd have a kalbochime, a mamatzinu. So then I'd be mamayit asume. That means, if it doesn't say anything about asume, so without a new limud, asum is chayev. But there could be, there's a limud that could patar asum. That's why it says, tu miyutim ein miyut achamit elo l'rabo, is to tell you, bedavke asume is don't make any limudim to be memayit asume. There's a beferish ribui that asume is chayiv. This is svaris Rameya. Now, so that this is this halacha that a Yehuda holds. That a sume is potter from Golas, Rameya holds a sume is chayiv Golas. Now let's go further. Chayve Mises Bezden. What is the din by Chayve Mises Bezden? That means a sume will be a reitzayach. A Yechayve Mises Bezden. Is a sume Chayve Mises Bezden? Oshi reitzeach, reitzeach, mechayve golius. Rabbi Yehuda holds, since I have a limud, that a sume is potter from golius, beliroi, beloirois, so now I make exere shove, reitzeach, reitzeach, just like a reitzeach bishoigik, is Potter from Golas of his assumen. So what in Reitzeach b'meizid is Potter from Mrs. Bezden of his assumen. Is a p'tur suma p'la b'Reitzeach b'meizid. Let us see Rashi, Yossi Reitzeach, Reitzeach, Michai v'Golas, b'misiksi, le'sikru koifa le'nefesh Reitzeach. B'Golas ksi, v'lonu shomo Reitzeach. So me'mele, since Rabbi Yehuda holds, that asume is potter from Golis. So we learn in our Xeris Shovet that asume is potter from Mrs. Bezden if he killed the mace. Chayvi Malkiyis. Now, how do I know that asume is potter from Malkiyis if he's over alive? Osi Roshe Roshe mechayvi Mrs. Bezden. Now that I know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I know that a sume is potter from Mrs. Bezden. Now I can make a gzeirah shove. I learn out. By Mrs. Bezden it says ashoro shalomus. By Malkus it says vohoyim bin hakois roshe. So I learn out roshe roshe. Just like the roshe of Mrs. Bezden, ashoro shalomus does not apply to a sume. Bahoyim bin hakaisa rosha also does not apply to us. Let us see Rashi. Bemalkas ksiv im bin hakaisa rosha. Bemisa ksiv ashahu rosha lomus. So just like a sum is part of a Mrs. Bezden is part of a Malkas. Let us see Taisvitz. The Taisvitz. Chai vei Malkiyais minayim. How do we know that a sume is potter from Malkus? Osye Roshe Roshe. So, Abuga learns out Roshe Roshe. Just like, by Misa a sume is potter and it says Asher Roshe Lomus, so by Malkus he's also potter, by Mbina Kaisa Roshe. Rabbi Yehuda Dori Shoch Exere Shove, the Roshe Roshe. The Rabbonon loy pligi. So Taisa says, Be'emison, this Zereshova Roshe Roshe is an ungenumen Zereshova. Everyone holds of this Zereshova of Roshe Roshe. Elad loy potri suma afilu b'chai v'golius. But the whole, all the halachas of Rab Shimon works with a chain reaction. That means, first, Rab Shimon held that a sume is potter from Golas. Then he learns out Mises Bezden from Golas. Ritzeach, Ritzeach. And then he learns out Malkus from Ritzeach and Mises Bezden with Rosh HaRosh. But this whole chain reaction works if you hold that a Suma is part of Amgolos, it's part of Mrs. Bezen, it's part of Amalkus. But the Chachomim who hold that a Suma is Chayiv Golos, so if a Suma is Chayiv Begolos, so a Suma is Chayiv, so you can't have any limbo, they should be part of Mrs. Bezen, you don't have limbo, it's part of Amalkus. I can hold Rosha Rosha, but it'll still be Chayiv Mrs. Bezen and Malkus. So Taisva says that what Rav Shimon Pater's Asume because of the Gzereshov of Roshe Roshe and the Rabbonon Acholak and him, not that the Rabbonon do not hold of this Gzereshov. They also agree with this Gzereshov. But it doesn't say by Mrs. Bezen that he's part of a Mrs. Bezen. So Mamele, you can't learn out Malkus from Mrs. Bezen. The Rabbonon loy pligi al drei potri suma filu b'chai v'golyes. So that is why they don't make this gzereshov. Ube'echot dinei momenis. Now Taisis brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gabi dinei nefoshes machzirin l'schus. The din is, by dinei nefoshes, what is a bezen paskin that Reuven is chayiv misa? Reuven is chayiv misa. Fine. They're taking him now to the gallows. And all of a sudden, someone comes and says, no, I evade him. I can prove that he's part of Mises. You go back. Even though Bezen Paskin, he's Chayiv Mises, Marzirin L'schus, we go back. So the Gemara says, Kabedin in the Foshes, Marzirin L'schus, Nami Oma Chayiv Malkis. Chayiv Malki is the same thing. Bezen Paskin, someone is Chayiv Malkis. They're taking him out now to give him Malkis. Someone comes and says, no, they want to be Melamed Zchus. You go back to Bezen. And we learn out Chayiv Malki is from Chayiv Mises Bezen. Minaye, Osi Roshe Roshe. We learn out Roshe Roshe. Gzere Shabbat. So, Fakert. So, we see that what Isis was telling us. The Gzere Shav of Roshe Roshe is a Gzere Shav of Muskemis. Everyone holds of the Roshe. Here, the Chachomim couldn't make this Roshe because they hold that Asum is Chayim Golius and Chayim Isin Bezen, and maybe it's Chayim Altis. But there you see, Astoma de Talmud, that Moses, you say Roshe Roshe. Rai number one. Ustama de Tamud Dosh of Bekama de Makis, Kabeinoidim, Zoimimim, Nerogim, Achi Gomar, Hadin Alpia. Ma also seems to learn out from Rosh Rosh. That there's no din of Ainshe Azomet till there was a Gemar din. Vahada Oma, so now it comes out that everyone holds of the Gzereshova of Rosh Rosh. Vahodoma per kamedes Sanhedrin, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, doma makis b'chav gimel. Rabbi Shmuel says that need a bezdin shel chav gimel to pass in someone's chayiv makis. What's the time of Rabbi Shmuel? Oma rabbaya, osi roshe roshe. It says by Mrs. Bezdin roshe, it says by makis roshe. Voim bin hakris roshe. So memela, we learn that just like Mrs. Bezdin needs Chav Gimel, so Makis also needs Chav Gimel. No, that's very good. That's what we're saying all along. This Gzereshov of Rosh Rosh is a Gzereshov of Muskemes. Rava Omar, Rava said, no. Malkis Tachas Misa Oimedes. Very interesting, Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says, Malkis is a type of Misa. This five Mises. The Skile, Sreife, Hereg, Henig, Malkus. Malkus is also a meal. You almost kill him. But also, it's a Misa Azar. So, Memele, if I know that Misa needs a Bezdin, Shelchov Gimel, Malkus is also a Misa. Ali Kotli Kulam, Ali Kotli Palge, and they gave Lametes Malkus, Behol Koicham, a Misa Azar. So he ends up alive, no? About Kaponim, it's an Oynish Misa. It's equivalent to an Einish Misa. So now, Taisus has a problem with Rove. If I said that the Zereshov of Roshe Roshe is a Dovah Muskim, So why did Rav have to disagree with Abai? Abai said, I learned out that Malkus needs Chav Gimel because just like Misa needs Chav Gimel, Malkus needs Chav Gimel. I have Xer Shabbat Rosh Rosh. No, that's a Muslim like Xer Shabbat. So why did Rav have to say Nustik Torah? If Misa has Chav Gimel, so Malkus is also a Misa. So why was this necessary? So Tais says, no, don't be despoiled from this Gemara. Lav mishum de lesloy le Rav Rosh Rosh. Not that Rav doesn't hold up the Xer Shabbat. Ela mishum de loy tzorich, de miguf ha malkish, shamine dave b'chav gimel, de malkish tachas misa, misa b'chav gimel. Rav is saying you don't need a limud. I agree with you, you have a limud, but you don't need a limud. If I have a posik that says that misa needs a bezin of chav gimel, so misa, there's five misas, malkish is one of the misas. So you don't need a limud on malkish, malkish is misa, so. That's what Rav is saying. You're learning out from a limud. I learn out Malkus from Mises. No, if I know that Mises is Bachav Gimel, so automatically Malkus is Bachav Gimel. Fine. Well, the Inyan. Oh, so now Taish is going to go back to the Gemara before. Taish brought a Gemara before in Sanhedrin that Machzirin Leschus. The Gemara says that by Mises Bezin Machzirin L'Schus, that means after the Psak Din, they're going out to kill him, and Edom come and say, we want to be Mizakin, so you go back to Bezin. And there the Gemara says that Malkus also Machzirin L'Schus, you go back to Bezin. There the Gemara says Rosh Rosh. So L'Chayr, according to Rove said, Malkus B'Tachas Misay Medes, so why do you need it? So Taisa says, you don't need a new drash. It's mamish misa. There the Gemara says Rosh Rosh. So why there do we need Rosh Rosh according to Rav? Well, the inye marzirin l'schus ve marzirin l'choy v'lo yishayich kol kach malkes tachas misa imedes. V'shemo b'misa davkim b'shum v'shoftu eide v'itzilu eide. So Taisa says like, the din that machzirin l'schus out is v'hitzilu ha'ed. What says v'hitzilu ha'ed? You should be matzlum. You should save his life. You should be matzl the nidon. You shouldn't get killed. So afilo you'll say in Lomdis that Malkus is also a misa, but this is a misa he doesn't die from it. It's a misa that he still lives. The whole inyan of machzirin l'schus is because of a pasuk v'hitzilu ha'ed. So Beitzilu is not applicable by Malkus, because if you give him Malkus, he'll also be alive. So Memela, so that's why there you can't say Rav is Svare of Malkus Tachas Misa Medes. So there you have to say the reason is because Rosh Rosh. V'chein b'perikam b'demakets, gabi mishalshin b'momei, v'ein mishalshin b'makets. The Gemara says as follows, that the din is, if you have Edom Zaymimim, Edom Zaymimim said that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Fine? So now the din is, Vasisim like Ashazomim Lassus Lossus, what's the din? So the Edom Zaymimim pay Reuven $100. How do they pay? One eight pays 50, and the other eight pays 50, and the cat, I see some light with the cat. The cat pays $100. The cat wanted me mechayev Reuven $100, so the cat pays Reuven $100. Ve'ein mishalshin b'makis. But what is, if the cat said that Reuven is chayev Malkus, he needs 39 Malkus, so we will not say that each one will get a half of 39 Malkus. No, each one gets 39 Malkus. The ain mishal shem b'makis. So the Gemara says, the Omar menoa nimili, Omar Abaya osi rosh rosh. Just like by Misa, if they said Reuven is chayiv Malkus, Reuven is chayiv Misa. So what do you do to them? You can't kill them. You can't kill each of them half because no one gets killed if you only partially kill them. So the both of them are alive. So just like by Misa, Yizich have to go and kill each one of them. As he's like a Shemalas Lochim. So Memela, we learn out Malkus from Misa. So just like by Misa you give each one the whole Einish, is by Malkus you give each one the whole Einish. Rosh, Rosh. Amar Abaye Osi Rosh, Rosh. Rav Oma Binen Kasher Zoma. You don't have to come out to Rosh, Rosh, Kasher Zoma. They want that he should get 39 Malkus. If each one will get 18 Malkus, so no one got 39 Malkus. So versteht sich. You have to give each of them 39 Malkus. Again, over here we see that Rav is somehow is shying away from this Zereshava of Rosh Rosh. So Taisi says, "Bvin kasha zama v'leka lav mishum the less leil Rav Rosh Rosh." No, 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 no. Don't build the whole sectarian from this. The Rav doesn't hold of Rosh Rosh. Elo mishum she'ein tzorich. You don't need a limud. The migufe de krosh aminin de mishalshim b'makas. It means to say, you don't need a limud from it. It says, vasisim loikash azomim. They wanted someone to get 39 malkas. Akoch, they have to get 39 malkas. So you can't add up. 18 and 18, or 19 and 19, or 20 and 20 will not add up to 39. No one got 39 malkas. So Mamela, so Rav says you don't need a limud, just like by Misa, you understand. If they wanted to kill Reuven, so you have to kill both of them. Rausfeld and Kasha Zoma, if you want, so Mamela hear the same thing. If no one will get Malkus, you'll be Mishalshim B'Makus, so in that Makayim Kasha Zoma. Fine. So we went through Sazoi a few Mesechtes. Bataisis was bringing rayas that Bataisis ended up by saying, you know, the Gzei Reshav of Rosh Rosh is Muskim, and wherever we find that Rav avoided the Gzei Reshav, does not mean he doesn't hold of the Gzei Reshav. It means he held it's not necessary to bring a Gzei Reshav. You can figure it out without a Gzei Reshav. Well, now Taisis comes to Ksubis. Ube'elu Naretz. Now Taisis comes to Ksubis. What happens if a person is chayv momin in malkis, but they weren't maskim on the malkis? It's chayv malkis shoygigim. Do you say kim loy v'darabim nei? Yes or no? Is he potter, even though he doesn't get malkis, chayv malkis shoygigim? Is he chayv momin? Yes or no? So Rish Lakish says, befeirish amar Rish Lakish. Just like by Chayvei Misa Shoygigim, the din is that you're potter from Tashlumim. So who had in by Chayvei Malkis Shoygigim? You're also potter from Tashlumim. Heichon Ripsa Teire. Moses says, where do we have a limud? Where do we learn now? Chayvei Malkis from Chayvei Misa. Abaya Omar Rosh Rosh. Again, Abaya is consistent. You learn that Rosh Rosh. You learn that Malkus from Misa. Rava Omar Make Make. Here already, Rava said a Nugzei Rishov. Now, here Taisus got stuck. I mean, till now, Taisus was saying Rava also holds of the Gzei Rishov. He said you don't need a Gzei Rishov. It's Poshit. You don't need a Nulimud. You can figure it out from Kasher Zoma. From Malkus Tachas Misai Medes, but over here, you're learning Afam Gzei Reshove. And here he picked a different Gzei Reshove. So here we see, he didn't like the Gzei Reshove of Rosh Rosh. So what happened over here? Hosam Badai Leidor Reshove Rosh Rosh. They didn't dash in Rosh Rosh. And we'll see why. Bechain Rabbi Yochanan and Paul Galei Shrotish, Rabbi Yochanan also doesn't dash in. Um Mechaivi, Mechayv Chayvi Malkis Shoygigim B'Tashlumim. He says Chayvi Malkis Shoygigim Ataka Chayv B'Tashlumim. Loi Dorish Rosh Rosh. Vechein Bahu Pirke Oma Gabi Loyiye Osoin Onesh Yonesh. There's one posik that says by the Mayv Lodis, if the Isha will not die, he pays the Mayv Lodis. If the Isha will die, he won't pay the Mayblodis. Why won't he pay the Mayblodis? Because you'll say, Kim Lebe the Rabmanai. In fact, the Gemara, so you learn out from the Posek, from ליה אוסן קימלה בדרבני, ומהוכה נפקה, מהוסם נפקה, כדי רישוסי. משמרי שאח עשת המחייבוי, יאת המחייבוי שום שתי רישס. So the Gemara in Ksubis asked Akasha, why do I have to learn out? Kimloi b'darabnei from Liyos, and I can learn out from Kedei Rishos. Umasik, chode b'misa momen. One posted Liyos and is going by Misa momen. V'chode b'malkes a momen. Now, Kansha elabet, why do you need to psuk him? What's on that? Rosha Rosha. We learn out Malkes from Misa. So now Taisus brought three mekayres that you don't ask in Rosh Rosh. Rav said, according to Resh Lakish, Chayvi Malke Shoygigim Apotvam Teshlumim Afakzer Shava Make Make. Rav Yochanan said, Chayvi Malke Shoygigim Eschayev Teshlumim, so Zicha doesn't ask in Rosh Rosh. And the Gemara says in Ksubis that you need two psukim, one to tell me that Misa patas for a moment, and one that Malkis patas for a moment. And Lachayra, all these limudim, you can forget from Rosh Rosh. We learn out Malkis from Misa. Behind the time, so Taisva says, that is a different sugi legamli. Behind the time, the Rove, the Rabbi Yochanan, Vahi sugi sovri, Loidashin and Rosh Rosh, Linyin Vorim, Shehain, Beguf, Hamalkis. The Gzeirah Shavah is speaking about the halachis of Malkis. Hilchis Malkis is similar to Hilchis Misa. V'kra de Roshe beguf Hamalkis ksi. V'hoya im bin hakois ha-Roshe. This pasuk is speaking about you giving the Roshe Malkis. So, Memele, you want to know how many Eidim do you need to give him Malkis? How many Dayanim do you need to give a Malkis? So you learn that just like to give Misa, you need Chav Gimel Dayanim, you need Chav Gimel Dayanim to give Malkis. If it's a Din Machzirin, so just like it's a Din Machzirin to pater him from the Malkis, whenever it's Negeya in Gufa Malkis, I learn that Rosh Rosh. Avalifter mi momin shubadi Misa o Malkis. But here we're learning out over here, not a din in Malkis. We're learning out a din that is potter for a moment because of the Malkis. We're not learning out din in Malkis. We're learning out p'tu tashlume moment when there is Malkis. So here, Rav Yochanan held, at this you can't learn out from Rosh Rosh. Rosh Rosh is only when I want to learn out Hilchis Malkis. How the Malkis is given, if you're machziren, well, how many dayonim do you need, if machziren l'schus, if there's a din meshalshin by Malkis, these are all dinim in Malkis. But zaitike halochis, that is a p'tur tashlumim when there's Malkis, that Rove, Rabbi Yochanan, hold that you cannot learn out from the Gzeirah Shavah. She'ein beguva Malkis loy doshina. Aber mi make make yale florov shape make make you could learn out the betashlumim ksif the gzeir shav make make speaking about tashlumim that part of tashlumim make behema yishalmen papa is the philosophem gzeir shav the rosh rosh rabbi no you learn out rosh rosh afilu the dinim pertaining to malkis the two tashlumim that comes together with malkis. You can also learn that. The sugya dahosam gabi rishosai. There the Gemara says, why do you need by layosam onish yonish? And it says, why do you need kadei rishosai? So Gemara says, one is coming to tell us that Misa patels from Tashlumin, and one is coming to tell us that Malkis patels from Tashlumin. So, according to Abaye, you don't need that. You can learn out of Gzeir Shavah. The sugi dahosam gabi rishosa libe the rabba osye. But Abaye, what did Abaye do with the kedei rishosa? It's not coming to tell us that Malkis patas from Tishlumim, that you can learn out from Rosh Rosh. Abaye, v'muki kerab meyer, b'miso Malkis. And it's, the Rishos is coming to tell us that Misa Patas of Malkus. Malkus, the moment that it's a call, the Osi, Rosh, Rosh. So we learned the vial, one Baraisim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Asum is Potter from the May Boishes, the Pei Boishes, Potter from Golis, Mrs. Besdin, and Malkus. Tanya Idach, we learned another Baraisim. Rav Yehuda Omer, Suma ain't loy boishes. Suma doesn't have to pay tashlum ay boishes. Vechein hoya Rav Yehuda poitrei mikol dinim shebetoire. All dinim shebetoire, all the mishpotim that are Yidus chayev, Suma is potter. My time with Rav Yehuda. Oma akro v'shoftu ha'edo bein hamako u'bein goyil hadam, which is speaking about Mises Bez, Golos, and Allah Mishpotim Eile. In this Pasik, it puts V'chod Demachte Mak and Goyel Adam, which is speaking about Golos, Mises Bezen, and Allah Mishpotim. So, in the Rav Yehuda holds that Asum Mishpotim from Golos and Mises Bezen, so we make a Hekish, Ko Sheyeshne B'Makah B'Goyel Adam, Yeshne B'Mishpotim. Tanya Ido. We learned another Braise, and each Braise Rav Yehuda is saying more chedushim. Rav Yehuda Omer Suma Ein Loy Boishes, V'chein Rav Yehuda Poitri Mikol Mitzvois Ha'amurais Betoira. Asume is Potter from all mitzvahs. Herta Maise. Omar Rav Shishi Bereid Rav Yudi my time with Rav Yudi Omar Kro Ve'eile HaMitzveis HaChukim VaMishpotim. And Rav Yudi learned out before that Asum is part of a Mishpotim. Kol SheYeshnoi BeMishpotim Yeshnoi BeMitzveis VaChukim V'chol SheEinoi BeMishpotim Einoi BeMitzveis VaChukim. So now Rav Yudi learned out that Asum is part of in a Mitzveis. Omar Rav Yosef. So now the Gemara says over a Maisa. Rav Yosef is Makant was a Sagi Noir, he was blind. Perhaps it's Kedai to say over, how did he become blind? He made himself blind. Why did he make himself blind? So there's a run in Kedushin, but it's brought down in another Sefer, Mili Dach Sidusa Dach Sechmer. Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav. And when Rav was Nifter, says Talmidim wanted to be mekabel on themselves one mitzvah of Rav. The Rebbe is Nishdo. The Rebbe, Rav had so many mitzvahs. One mitzvah, one dovo toiv that the Rebbe did, Talmidim were mekabel. Rav Yosef was mekabel on himself. The Rebbe did not look out chutz midala davois. So Mamele was mekabel himself. He also won't look out chutz midala davois. He saw the Geitnisht, but he wanted to do this. He wanted to emulate what the Rebbe did. So he blinded himself. Now he was Mekayim. It is Kabbalah. So it wouldn't be mistaken called Chutz Midala Damais. Bekitzer, Rav Yosef was Asume. Omer Rav Yosef, Meireish Hava Amine. In the beginning, now, Rav Yosef was very well acquainted with this machlokes, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Is Asuma Chayev B'mitzvahs. Rav Yehuda is Asuma's part of a mitzvah. Chachamim hold Asuma's Chayev in a mitzvah. So Rav Yosef says, Merei Shavim, in the beginning I said, Man da Oma Halochi ki Rav Yehuda, da Oma Asuma part of a mitzvah, if someone will tell me we pass like Rav Yehuda, that Asuma's part of a mitzvah, Kavidna Yamatova Rabbana. Make a Gabaldika Suda Gabaldika Simcha. Why? My time, the Loy Mafkidna. So I'm Potamina Mitzvah. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. The Kavidna Mitzvah, and I do Mitzvah. Meredek. I'm not Mitzvah, and I do it. Lefnim Mishuras Adin. Meredek. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I gained by becoming a Sumer. Now, like this, I'm doing something even though I'm not Mechuyev. That's what I thought. So it's a bigger Inyan to be an einem mitzuven to do the mitzvahs, to doing it lefnim mishuras hadin. But now I found out that that's wrong. Bahashte de shamis lohoda Rab Chanina. Now that I heard Rab Chanina, Dama Rab Chanina, Godol ha-mitzuva v'ohise, mimi she'enei mitzuva v'ohise. Rab Chanina said, ha-mitzuva v'ohise is greater than ha-enei mitzuva v'ohise. Man da omali, ein aloche ke Rab Yehuda, avid ne yamata v'lova. Now someone told me, don't pass the light Rab Yehuda. So now l'maisa I see, if we pass the light Rab Yehuda, so never, I lost all the mitzvahs. Gogol a mitzvah voice, mishain a mitzvah voice. I'm not a mitzvah voice anymore, I'm potem in a mitzvah. So if someone will say, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, avidne yom etova l'rabono, my time, the mechim avkidne, isli agrotvei. If I have mitzvah, I have more schar. And now that I'm in a mitzvah voice, I don't have so much schar. So someone will tell me we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so then, Baruch Hashem, so I'm a mitzvah voice. So then I'll make a yom tov l'rabon. Let's see Rashi. Kol she'eini b'make v'suma afikte midin misis bezl. Kol she'eshni b'mishpot afikte michlal v'shofto. Rabbi Yosef sagi noyhav. Now, before I'd like to perhaps go a little backwards, I had a ha'ore. Let's go to the end of the Gemara. It's Rabbi Yosef said, if someone will tell me that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and Asume is mitzvah and mitzvahs, so I'll make a yom tov l'rabono, my time, chi mavkidno, isli agrotvei. I'll get moscha. I'll get moschar if I'm mitzvah, God will mitzvah vayis, vayim mitzvah vayis, I'll get moschar. So it hit me, Shem Mishamai, Rabbi Yosef, Abtignes Yisoychei Kigel Mishim in the Tzadik, Hu Ayoyim, Altihu Kavodim HaMisham Shem Esarab HaManas L'Kabel Pras, Alevi Kavodim HaMisham Shem Esarab Shaloy HaManas L'Kabel Pras. So Abtignes Yisoychei said, Yidalach, don't do mitzvahs for schar, mitzvahs, l'shem shamayim. Here, Rabbi Yosef said, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a tzuva v'oise, isli agratvei, I'll get moscha. This ha'ora bothered me. Then, Baruch Hashem, I found the Mafteich brings down the Goyone HaShas in Masechta Soita Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, and he asks his kasha, he blabs with a kasha. Yes, a bunch of other kashas we see. A lot of Amiroim did things for schar. How does this stem with Antignish Yisaych? She blies with a kasha. I thought perhaps to say two terutzim. Wanted to say as follows. Chaim Boloshna and Ovis and Ruach Chaim on this Mishneh Altiu kavodim ha-misham shemesarav. Zut Reb Chaim Voloshin amir di kezach. Achrei, asher iker kavones ha-briya hi lehetiv lebuo. Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom create a briya? For one reason. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a metiv lakul. He wants to be mated. And that's why the whole briya was created in order that it should be bruim, he should be able to be mated lebuo. Bim kei, zut Rab Chaim Voloshin, yitochin, ki avoide hayoysa chashuva umekubelis, the most choshivsta avoide, ti al menas lekabel pras. That should be the biggest avoide. Rebbeinu shel olam, you created the world to be mated lebuy. At the Rebbeinu shel olam gives schar on a mitzvah, asan nachas ruch to the Rebbeinu. That was why he created the world. Rabbeinu Shlolam, I want to do the mitzvahs, you should be able to be mative to me in heaven nachas ruach. Zut Rab Chaim Voloshin. Ve'im kein yitochen, ki avoyde hayoyser cheshuve umekubeles, the spitz darge of avoyde tiye amenas lekabel pras. I'm doing it, Rabbeinu Shlolam, that you should give me schar, שיגיה מזה נחס רוח לפונוב יסבורך שמי. That's the spitztarge of Avoyde. Such a machshob atahira, the Banishom, this was the tachlos habriyah, I'm doing it, that you should have nachas ruach. Zot Rab Chaim Voloshina, vehine, im kavanosei ra kedei shiyagiyah mizeh nachas ruach la'ashem yizboach beitzi b'imbruch. If that's take what his intent is, he wants only the Banishom should have nachas ruach, ze ha'avoyde ha'me'ula. This is spitzavoyde. Okay, im haven hu lanos. He's doing it. I'm doing it because I'm going to get tzar. That's why I'm doing it. He avoyde ha'pchusa. So you have to know, you can do a mitzvah to get tzar, but we have to know what chat is. For who I... There's two that benefit from the schar. The Rabbeinu Shloilom and you. Now, if you're doing it that the Rabbeinu Shloilom should benefit from the schar, Meiridik, that's Avoida Mehula. If you're doing it that you should benefit from the schar, that's why I'm doing it. So, Rav Chaim Voloshin says, a person can do a mitzvah to get schar, and it could be either Spitz Avoida, or it could be Avoida Prusa. So Rav Chaim Voloshina, so how do we know? He's doing it for us. How do we know what his kavon is? If it's spitz avoid, avoid the bruse. We'll go over to this person and tell him, you know what? You do the mitzvah, and Berel will get the schar. Then we'll see what's really doing. If your kavon was to make the Rebbeinu, to give an achas ruch to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Baishul wants to be mated. You, Berel, there's no chilu Berel. But he wants to be mated. Mated to Berel. Fine. So if you'll do it, Baleiv Shom, no problem. I want to do it. Let Berel get the schar. Abi, the Abi shall be happy. Then Taki, you're mated. But he said, what? I should do the mitzvah. Berel should get the schar. Oh, no. So now we know. Now that's the proof of the pudding. So Memele, Saul Kaponim, but about Kaponim, we have a Meiridik Yisod from Rav Chaim Voloshina, that there is a concept, an Elach Yid, it could be the greatest Darg of Avoide to be Amanas L'Kabal Scha. So I thought it could be the Chimav Kidne Isli Agra Tvei. That could be not he meant the Isli. Let's not be Mavgish the Isli Agra Tvei. He meant that. And Lamai said, there's going to be schar at the voice of the monachas ruach. Could be that pshat in Rabbi Yosef. The li is not easily. The is agra tvei. No, God, they'll come to me. No one ever made this is a good battle. Come to me. Make a taste. But that's not the criteria. That was one mahalach, I thought. Then I thought of a second mahalach. The Rambam, Perik Yud, Aloche Dalet, and Hilchas Tshuva, and the Rambam brings down this maima of Antignus Ish Soichoi, so we should be medaik from the Loshna Rambam, how the Rambam presents this Aloche. V'chein hoyu gedoylei ha-chachomim. In Pirish HaMishnayis, in Sanhedrin, Perik Yud, he says, ho ish ha-sholem. Hamasig amitas hoinyonim. This he's telling who Antignus Yisaycha was. Gdoilei hachachomim hoish hasholem hamasig amitas hoinyonim. Mitzavim, they told linevoinei talmideim umaskileim biyichud. They told them, altiu kavodim. So who said this? I mean, lochayr from the Loshna Rambam. This halacha is you don't put this in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This halacha was said by gedolei hachachamim mitzavim l'nevoinei talmideim amaskileim biyichud. They told to their talmidim l'nevoinei talmideim amaskileim biyichud. Then he told v'zehu ha'inyan. This concept that. Rav Antignus Yisaychi taught them, Shekoyren Oysoy Oyved Ma'aved. This is an Oyved Mahava. He's doing off Avas Hashem, not on himself. No, just want to see, mention of whom I'm on. This is the Lashon Rama Perish Yishnai. Vizuhi Mailis Avraham Avinu Alav HaShalom. Avraham Avinu was also like this. Shuhoya Oyved Mahava. He was an Oyved Mahava. Tignish Yisraeli was speaking about Valgis of Avraham Avinu. To go on this derech, a person should strive to go and be. That was Avraham Oyavi. Avraham was an Oyav Hashem. Skipping a few lines, but this is a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. In Perek Yud Sanhedrin, ulefi sheyodu achachomim zal, shezeh ha'inyin koshe ad ma'oit. This is a very difficult thing to do. I'm ganzen not involved. I'm not doing it for myself. Ve'ein kol ma'odem masigoy. Say, not every person is capable of doing this. Vim hisigoy einim maskin boy betchilas einyin. And a fellow he'll be zeicher to this madrege. He doesn't start like this. This is from the spitz madreges. Lefi she'ha'adam eina oise maise elo kedei she'tegi eloi mimeno te'elos. A person does something, he's a person, he should get benefit from it. She'ein kol b'nei adam masigim ha'emes achi yiyu k'avrom avinu. You don't have too many avrom avinus around. So the Rambam seems to be saying, this is an hoge. We're not talking about min hoge ariza. We're talking about avoda of Avraham Avinu. And this was doile achachonim hasholeim hamasig amites onyodim. That's what Rambam has to say about the Tignish Yisraeche. And their Talmidim. But there's not too many Avraham Avinus and not too many Talmidei and Tignish Yisraeli. So I thought, it could be Rav Yosef was not an Avraham Avinu. And he did a menas l'kabel scha. Lefi sheyodu chachomim shekol bnei odom asig en emes. And perhaps I have a shtikol raya that Amayroim did for scha. There's a Gemara in Psochim Daf Samachesam at Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshes kol tlosin yoimim mahadalei Talmud. Every 30 days he used to chaza over whatever he had learned. Afterwards he was merdik exhausted. I mean, it wasn't a milsa zutrasi. Ve'omar chadoi nafshoi, my nefesh, he spoke to himself after the 30 days. My nefesh, you should be happy. No, I learned these 30 days. It was murder. It was mamish. I learned it for you. Zatrashi. Bishvilcho uletzorechecho shonisi bekarisi. No, my nefesh, I learned this Torah for you. Zokta Rabbeinu Chananu. Loikarosi. Lechokarosi. I learned it for you. I learned this. It was hard work. I learned that you should be in Olam Haba, my nefesh. You can be happy. In Olam Haba, it's going to be terrific. It's going to be betach. Zarek the Gemara. Eini, you learn for yourself? That's the accomplishment of Torah? The whole world exists on the Torah. After this 30-day learning, you say, Simchi Navshoi, you can have Olam Haba. The Torah is only for you. The whole world exists. Zekt Rashi, V'chi Ein Hano B'talma Torah, Elo Lomdel of Adam, only those who learn derive benefit. Zekt Gemore, Mikore, Ki Ovid Inish Adaiti Dinashkov. Yeah, the Welt hat sicher noch. Aber Ki Ovid Inish, wenn ein Mensch tut, he does for himself. Sagt der Rabbeinu Chananu, Ike Ki Ovid Inish Le Navshei Ovid. Yeah,
so took Meiradik as Achim, but unable to be motivate himself that he should do with such a melus and such a gear, he has to have something what to motivate. He knew what Olam Haba is all about. He knew where his nefesh is going to. So he told Simchi Navshoi. So it could very well be that, just like we mentioned, of the Loshen HaRambam, it would seem that Antignesi Soiche was speaking from the Gdoile HaMadregis of Avraham Avinu, like the Rambam says, now we don't find too many Avraham Avinus. And so Memele, it could be, by Vamayroim, there were they get schar. It's not from the biggest avlus. Rab Chanina said, "Gedoyla ametzuba voise mimi she'ene metzuba voise." What is the svare of Rab Chanina? It's greater ametzuba voise mimi she'ene metzuba voise. So I'd just like to mention two reasons. There's one reason, there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. A mitzvah voice is obligated to do it. So there's a bigger giri hayetzah. It's obligated to do it. So Mamela, if the yetzah makes that he doesn't do it, he caught a big fish. That was an accomplishment. He's mechuyev to do it, and I made that he shouldn't do it. That's a geshef. A person is not mechuyev to do it, so what's the yetzer? He doesn't have, it doesn't bother him too much. This isn't like, there's a vote from the Chofetz Chaim. We see the Malach, Rusori Shalaisov, who's the Samach Mem, he was loichem with Yaakov. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, why wasn't he loichem with Avram and Yitzchok? He says, Avram did chesed, let him do chesed. Yitzchok daven, let him daven. Yaakov, it bothered him. He's learning Torah. Yaakov, the Amud HaTorah. This he couldn't be saved. With Yaakov, he had a fight. The others, let them do. He could be saved with this. He could do chesed. He could daven. Abinishlam. So we see the Yetzer Hara is also, he's a sablon. He could get it, give in. Anein mitzvah, he wanted to do the mitzvah. He doesn't, it's not benavshoy. It's not machuyev. So why should I? But koiches, he saves his energy for bigger inyanim. So memele, so this a smaller giri hayetzer. So memele, a small giri hayetzer. So from tzar agro. So that's where God all mitzvah boys. This is one mahalach. There's another mahalach. So tesis harosh and kedushin. Tesis harosh is a merdik ezach. Calls man. There's no tzivui. It's not called a mitzvah. The taitch of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. I'm doing a night, it's not a mitzvah. There's a concept of a mitzvah. And it's only considered a mitzvah if there's a tzivui. If there's no tzivui, it's not a mitzvah. Period. So let us just think for 1 minute. If Chazal tell us, schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleke, that the goyim says pshat, that there's not enough in this whole world to pay the schar for one mitzvah, that's if he did a mitzvah. If he didn't do a mitzvah, if a person didn't do a mitzvah, so then you can pay him on this world. It's not a mitzvah. It's a nice thing. It's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah can be paid on this world.